from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, Guru's back. We love that. And we know he's back because he's not happy with Draymond Green. It's bothering me! What are you... I feel like we've done this for 5 years. Yeah, 6 years ago. You still Team Draymond? Yeah, people were still Team Draymond. And 4 years ago, less people were Team Draymond. How many people are still Team Draymond?
Draymond, go bye-bye.
No. The Golden State Warriors are Team Draymond. Yeah,
that's a great point.
And there it is. End of discussion.
That is a
But, Steiny, I would love point. To know what it is, man. Because he ain't... let me slow down.
Why?
Because he's not giving you the 2016 version of himself defensively. He's not controlling the game like that. And then you give him a contract that nobody saw coming. No hate. And he follows that up by hijacking the season, not controlling his emotions. That's a slap and a stab in the back.
It was a trying year last year.
It was one of the most trying seasons I've ever been through, for sure. But I do feel like it also provided the most growth for me in a season than I've ever had. Like, it required and forced me to grow in a way that when you're winning, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because right. Nobody care. Like, you winning.
Yeah.
Like, so it is what it is. Like, when you winning and that happened, it's like, look, that's the heart of a champion. Yeah, they winning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're not winning, and now you're an idiot, You're uncontrollable, and you shouldn't be here. And so it forced me to grow because we wasn't winning. And I had to understand that when you're not winning, the things that you get away with when you're winning ain't the same.
I just, wow. Where was the growth? We just heard on Jeff Teague's podcast.
His beard grew.
I'll give you that.
His beard grew.
It's just a turn off, man.
Let's go to Chucky. Chucky's in Oakland. What's up, Chucky? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, good to hear from you, man. You guys made it through my week, man. I appreciate it, right, man, Chucky, very much.
I feel
man.
Like you're coming for me, Chuck, but that's how I feel. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I do want to say, Guru, now that you mentioned that, you know, you're right. You can't prove food poison, especially when it happens on a Thursday.
Oh, boy.
I'm not laughing, but that was the working. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, man. Yeah, but you know, I was listening to Bonte and Sasky this morning, man, and I had to do everything in my power, man, and I called because, you know, I wanted to hold on and talk about Draymond with you guys, man, but Draymond got me pissed the hell off, man. You know, He reminds me of that old girlfriend, you know, that we used to have, man. She beautiful, you know, and her personality is right on point, but she just won't stop running her damn mouth. It's just she always talking. And you want to be with her, but you know you just won't have no peace, because peace is very important to a brother. And so Draymond remind me of that old girlfriend. Why he keep running his mouth? Hey, Iguodala didn't do it. Sean Livingston didn't do it. Morris didn't do it. KD didn't do it. Clay didn't do it. And Steph didn't do it. And why does dude feel like he all that in a bowl of chips? I don't get it.
Wow.
You know, and he wasn't the forefront. He wasn't Steph. He wasn't Steph. He wasn't Iguodala. He wasn't Iguodala. Sean Livingston was the man coming off the bench. You can always count on Sean Livingston putting contributing, man. And he ain't none of that. Of course he'll vote on peace, but he just like the more he runs his mouth, the less you appreciate what he do on the floor, man. And it's like the older he getting, he's not getting wiser. The older he getting, all this technology, this podcast, being on TNT and all this old stuff, man, it's just going to his head. I guess he's not getting the love and the appreciation from his household, and so he's trying to get it from other avenues. And I like to say the light that Steph Curry shines is so bright, and it's like Draymond diminishes Steph Curry's light by all this bumping the gums that Draymond doing, man. That's what I wanted to tell you guys,
man.
Man,
we heard you loud and clear, man.
Yeah,
have a good
wow,
week.
Chucky. Wow. What do you mean, spit on the dark cloud's been removed?
Oh, well, I was just saying, he said the sun of Stephen Curry is shining, right? But it's getting dimmed out. But remember, the dark cloud was supposedly the Jordan Poole situation.
Right.
So they traded him and the dark cloud is removed. But we all know who the dark cloud really is on the organization.
And you know what, Chucky and Stoney, I'm going to double back and say this. That Draymond is one of the smartest people, players that we've met. So there's no doubt what he was trying to let the world know. And this is the biggest turnoff, is I have the power, or I'm going to say it, because you guys will never know, that I had the power to nix a deal. I have the power to nix a trade. That's what just really just gets my goat, man.
Yeah, and just, you know, Chucky. It doesn't have to be an old girlfriend
Chucky
running
really
her mouth.
Chucky that strong like that.
It could be an old boyfriend that runs his mouth.
There you go.
Everybody can run their mouth.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing, Goo. I haven't heard some of this sound from Draymond Green, and I'm worried about playing it.
No, nothing could get worse than that.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe.
I'm just gonna play it out of context.
And so I kind of look at it that way. Like, I'd be excited as hell to see everybody doing their thing. I think it's dope. But at the same time, I get a little worried that people trying to do too much too soon. Like, I'm on the wrong side of my downslide.
Yeah.
Like, I'm headed into year 13. I probably got two more. It's important to start building for the next thing.
For sure.
But for some of these guys, they be in year 3 still trying to figure it out with the podcast. Like, I love that you're doing it. I love that you found something that you want to do. But you in year 3 and ain't done. Nobody really want to hear from you.
Well, first of all,
now there's an age limit on being able to do a podcast.
That was just vintage Draymond. I was more interested in, I got two more years left. I dare you.
And then you denied immediate help. You were like, oh, it's not. Come on, man. Stop it, Stein. We got to stop it.
He's got a player option in year 3,
which will be exercised.
but he said he's only got two more years left. He's not.
His ego's out of control, Stoney. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff here. You want to just go down
I would love to.
This is Draymond talking about, the game that he got kicked out against.
This didn't come up, Stoney.
The Orlando Magic.
No, it didn't.
When Steph Curry got emotional.
When I got kicked out of that game, I hadn't had a text since I've been back. And so then I get kicked out of that game, and everybody like, yo, look, he haven't learned anything. Number one, let's stop the he haven't learned anything like I'm a dummy, like I'm not dumb. He hasn't learned anything, blah, blah, blah. Also, like, I play basketball. Like, mm-hmm. stop acting like I'm, like, sticking somebody up. I play basketball.
Yeah.
But it was the whole, like, he haven't learned anything. He's this, he's that, he's a problem. Look at Steph. Steph's emotional. And Steph told me after the game, like, yo, I need you out there. Like, fair. I just, like, whatever it is, I just need you out mm-hmm. there. Steve came to me after the game and was like, yo, you good? I'm like, yeah. He's like, great. I'm not about to make a bunch out of this. Like, yeah. like you getting kicked out of that game. You're going to get kicked out sometimes. By the way, I need you to get kicked out sometimes. I need you to be who you are. No, we can't make a thing out of it, but I just want you to know you've been absolutely incredible since you've been back. You just got kicked out of that game. We got to bounce back tomorrow. I'm like, no problem, coach. I appreciate it. And so the roller coaster kind of ended once I got back. Except for when something like that happened.
I mean, there is no... Okay.
Go ahead, man.
I don't want to make an overly dramatic statement, but there's no way this organization's in a good spot right now. There's no way... Like, there's no chance that Draymond Green isn't impacting this team in a negative way, at least in some areas. So what he said there was almost more damning about the organization than any of what he takes responsibility for.
Preach, Donnie, preach.
Because again, if he's telling the truth, that Steve Kerr's like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, how you doing? You good? Yeah, no, you've been great. I'm not going to make a big deal with it. Steph Curry
is in tears, and an hour later he's telling you he didn't get the lesson or the fastball that he needed. And it makes me question Kerr and Curry and how they handle Dre. But, Stani, at the end of the day, by the time we're done with this shift, I'm going to believe this is why he keeps doing it, because nobody's giving him that tough love. If Steph is in tears and an hour later all he has for you is, right. I need you out there.
Exactly.
And then Kerr telling Willard and Dibbs and everybody that'll listen that it can't happen again. And he's asking you, are you good? Why am I over here, blood pressure probably 200? Why am I letting it get to me when he's telling us they're giving him softballs? They're not even keeping it real with them. Those don't go together, man.
What strikes me also, Goo, is that when you listen to Lacob and sometimes Steph and Dunleavy, it feels like when they talk and say, you know, we expect Draymond to be fine next year. So maybe he won't get suspended 25 games, but how is this productive? How does this make you better? I don't know.
I feel like I'm a Warrior fan, Stoney. That sound by Draymond Green is so disheartening. It hurts. But let me just go here, and I know today is not the day for it, but I'm gonna let it out. Nothing will ever hurt me for the non-suspension of hitting your teammate and getting away with it. But if that's all Steph, the captain who was emotional, told you after that game, and Coach Kerr said, are you good? Why are we shocked?
Yeah.
It's painful.
I mean, that's a great...
It's painful.
It's a great point. I mean, it just is. I mean, if that's true, and Draymond gets kicked out against Orlando, and Kerr's upset, and Steph's emotional, and then they get into the locker room and be like, are you good? Everything okay?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, okay, good. Because, we don't want to make a big deal out of this. I'm sorry, that is an issue. That's an issue. That can't
be good.
But
that's why he's still doing what he does.
I think you're right. I got to be honest with you. I feel like, and we're just drilling this guy, but by the same time, I haven't even heard this sound. I'm hearing it for the first time. And every bite is just unbelievably intriguing.
And he's stabbing the team in the back, and I don't know if he doesn't care or he's oblivious to not even know it. Why? What good do you do the Warriors as an organization? What light do you paint them in when you say we're about to make some trades and I nixed it? So you got the power, Ghost.
I'm more fascinated and interested that we all saw Steph Curry's reaction on the court that night in Orlando. And what Draymond is telling us is when he got to the locker room, Steph was like, Steph was cool with it. Hey, we need you out there.
That one, wow. And again, if we get our chance to sit with our guys, Donnie, and I know it'll be Tap, like that bothers me if that's really how it went down. Anybody that saw Steph as emotional as he was knew, and Dre should know just watching that visual, that he meant more than just that. It wasn't just, we need you out there. You know what I mean? You should know, I saw Steiny emotional. Yeah, you're going to get, man.
All right, so there's about three or four more of these bites. I have not heard him yet. So I'm kind of reacting along with anybody else or everybody else. And you guys all know the number here, 888-957-9570. Maybe.
Are we doing too much? Are we blowing this out? One call has not come. I'm on the text. I'm on everything. Everybody's on the same side. Like, what's going on with this guy?
Well, I'm just playing the sound. We can make anybody can make as big a deal out of it as they want. I'm not angry. I'm more like I'm incredulous. This is pretty intriguing. All right, there's four more. This has something to do with Detroit. I don't know what, but just take a listen.
I pray to God if they ever feel the need to get rid of me, like at least send me somewhere.
Don't send Drake to the Pistons.
They gotta do you right. Don't f around with you, bro. They gotta do you right.
If they're gonna send me to any like non-winning organization,
Detroit,
then send me to Detroit.
Yeah,
thanks. It's the crib. Like, yeah. I can make you do what to do that.
Yeah,
that's the crib. So if they're gonna send me to any non-winning organization, I'd much rather it be Detroit than Charlotte.
They gotta do me right.
Yeah. As if the 4-400 wasn't enough with a player option.
Oh gosh. All right. Well, we know one place he'll play.
Yeah.
He'll play in Detroit. Would you trade him right now for James Wiseman?
Man, that I wouldn't do, Stoney.
I don't know. I mean, all right. What's going on with the playoffs, Draymond?
I'm going to share a little tidbit with you, though.
Oh.
After winning four championships and making the playoffs and losing in the first round, I'd rather not. Or second round.
You rather not what?
I'd rather go home and enjoy my summer.
Okay, respect.
Then going to the first, second round and not having a real chance.
You solidified, though. Maybe the guys want to go to the playoffs. You're young guys.
Right? No, I mean, we're going to do all we can to win a championship. But by the way, at no point are they going to hear like, yo, fellas, we got to make the playoffs. Like, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. We try and win the championship. Well, that's the talk. But making the playoffs, that's some Indiana Pacers talk.
Who made the Eastern Conference Finals, I believe.
Yeah, I like that's front running at its finest. But again, I'm a layoff, Donnie. But he did fix that to where, you know, it's a given and it's obvious that you want to make, you know, you want to win. But I love whoever snapped back at him. What about your young guys? It's bigger than you. What about the young guys?
But he didn't back off it.
I'm at a loss of words, and that never happens. It happened a few times.
When you're a four-time champ, you'd rather not make the playoffs. About the money that the young players get for advancing in the playoffs. Just even something dumb like that.
But you
got
to have perspective to be able to think about people outside yourself for that to even, you know, compute.
That's true. All right, there's two more. We're going to wrap this up. But who knows what this is going to be about.
When you go through something like I was going through last year, the only way out of it is actually to play well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, if like you can apologize as much as you want, you can do as many podcasts. Until you play well, people don't move on. And so my goal coming back was like, yo, I just got to come back and play well, and we got to win. And when I came back, we was winning games, I was playing well, And it kind of all went away. But if we wasn't winning, like, soon as we start losing, oh, it's his fault. Like, man, stop.
Like, that's crazy.
I guess, so, I
Jeff Teague. Boy, we asking Teague. The hard questions. What the, some unbelievable follow-ups by Jeff Teague. Word.
Now, he did have a good year, Stoney, but when he was Jeff available. Teague? No, Draymond Green. Jeff Teague's out the league. But the bottom line, Dre, is you are number one on my list of why this team didn't make the playoffs because of your absence. Were you great when you played? Hell yeah. But you weren't there. So your play didn't supersede that suspension. That's all.
Yeah. All right. One more. But we owe it to Warrior fans to let you know what your superstar and general manager is thinking. Nice. So let's take more of Draymond Green.
It was one of the most trying seasons I've ever been through, for sure. But I do feel like it also provided the most growth for me in a season than I've ever had. Like, it required and forced me to grow in a way that when you winning, you don't have to. Because nobody care. Like, you winning.
Yeah.
Like, so it is what it is. Like, when you winning and that happen, it's like, look, that's the heart of a champion. Yeah, they winning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're not winning, and now you're an idiot, you're uncontrollable, and you shouldn't be here. And so it forced me to grow because we wasn't winning. And I had to understand that when you're not winning, the things that you get away with when you're winning ain't the same.
There it is.
My bad. Thank you, 415. Yeah. Wiseman's on the Pacers. I forgot. All right. I don't
bounce back season.
For who?
For the Warriors.
No
somehow,
chance.
Somehow, someway.
No chance.
Yep.
They have
and
no
now
chance.
Drace let us know that they almost pulled off a trade or two. I do wonder who it was for or who it could have been.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm assuming it was Markkanen.
Do you really believe that?
I'm assuming it was Markkanen. Let me throw this at you, because this goes along with Draymond Green and what they may have done or what they may not have done. This is Lacob on some of the deals that they have to deal with.
Well, it's a balance.
It's a balance.
We have to balance. We would do it. We would send all kinds of picks in a particular trade or players if we felt we were getting back something that was really great and that made sense and that was the got someone that was the right age and the right cultural fit and and also fit within the construct of the team. It's possible, but I will consider and we will consider anything and have considered all of these options.
All right, so that to me is interesting because he's acknowledging that they have to consider and they have considered clearly any deal or most of the deals I got to believe Goo they're being talked to about involve the team they're trading with wanting a couple of their first round picks in the future.
So I was just about to throw this back at you. So do you think Dre is all in on Pods and Kuminga and not playing this season with them as opposed to getting immediate help from a bona fide
great question.
From what I think I know of Draymond Green, Steiny, hell no. Like, well, I don't think he looks at Kuminga or Pods in that light to be like, don't do the trade.
Right.
No. No.
That
something
would,
is amiss.
Yeah, something doesn't add up there.
Yeah.
Especially because, and you've pointed this out in the past, and I think there's something to it. Wasn't it at the end of last year where Draymond said he didn't really have a relationship with Kuminga?
He wasn't his OG at all.
Right.
And I appreciate him admitting that, but man. So it's just kind of the head scratcher.
Man.
Yeah.
How'd you like to have to deal with this? Or you know what? I was going to say, how'd you like to deal with this if you were the Warriors? But I guess they don't.
Can I leave you with this?
They just don't deal with it.
What hurt me the most, radio hurt, is him saying what Curry and Curry said to him, if that's in fact what went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Get into a little more of the Joe Lacob sound. We can talk 49er training camp. We can do whatever my main man, Daryl the Guru Johnson, wants. We'll take your calls if you want to interject yourself at 888-957.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We'll be right back. time. I look on the television, there he is. The man, the myth, the legend, Steph Curry. By this, hey, you know what? What do you give me for this? These opening ceremonies? They're insane.
Crickets? Where was the punchline?
It's on the Seine River, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
They're doing the opening ceremonies. Oh, thank you.
But that went over a lot of the audience's heads.
Thank you.
The Seine River.
I'm out.
All right.
Steph Curry with a fresh cut. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, looks good.
Was that a joint he had?
Hey.
It's legal.
All right.
A joint.
Listen, here's the bottom line. The Warriors, they are action. I mean, there's action with the Warriors. I got to share something.
Yeah, because I don't like any of it.
And
to put it bluntly, I'm sorry, Troy Aikman.
I got to at least, okay, so I talked earlier in the show about Steph Curry and the extension.
Yeah.
That Tim Kawakami asked Warriors owner Joe Lacob about. And I spent about 5 minutes saying, huh, why wouldn't the Warriors do this? I got to share something with you. Right. I got a text.
Oh, boy.
I got a text from the owner.
This is awesome.
Joe Lacob.
All right.
He didn't say anything about us talking about Draymond. But what he did say about the Steph thing,
okay,
is that I am overthinking and overanalyzing it. Fair enough. I just think it's fascinating.
But that's what you do. That's
I told
what makes
him
you
I overanalyze and do that all the time.
No doubt about it. I deal with him 20 hours a week, Joe. But it was. I kind of backed you up. Not that you needed it, but that was like, there's nothing to see here. But he did say Curry had to call him.
Yeah. But that's what he's saying. I'm overthinking.
But now it's a wrap with Joe texting you like, you're overthinking it. Like, your man's going to get his chicken.
Or just settle down.
Yeah.
I'll allow him to say that.
Man, if we could just get him in here.
He
was on the show. Joe!
He'll come in.
Yeah.
He'll come in and do a show probably before the year.
Yeah.
He stays away from us. Yeah.
No, we had a good talk.
We got
Ritter, myself, and Lacob. And he was fired up, Stein. That's why I'll go to bat with
him. He was.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
That's the greatest.
I tell you what, the one thing, as long as I got him on the line, Joe Lacob, I don't disagree with him that next year's team could be a little better.
Well, we have to see. We don't know.
No doubt. Oh, yeah.
Fitz joined
us. You never know what can happen.
That whole model of run it back. Wiggins shows up. No suspension from Dre. Stoudy, they could have action. He's right. Anybody's right when they say they could have won 50 and should have been a fifth or a sixth seed. What you got? No Thursday jokes.
The 510 says, Goo, you only work with Steiny 16 hours a week.
Spadell.
Because he doesn't work on Thursdays.
That's fictitious. But the best one yesterday when I went Kevin Durant and checked, what are they doing? Goo got jumped by Cowboy fans. That's why he's not in.
Well, somebody said you broke out into a rash because you had to wear that Niners jersey on Wednesday.
It was a personalized jersey given to us. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate that, Mr. Lake.
Yeah, no doubt.
And by the way, 888-957-9570. You want to text or call in, you can. And if you want to say, Lacob stuck it to you, Steiny, feel free to rip.
No, he's listening. That's a compliment in itself. And then he just clarified. So now for the people thinking, oh, there's something, there's not. Like, the Guru computer is all good in the hood, like I thought, Joe.
Well, Steiny computer is
negative.
No. The Steiny computer says, he didn't say I was wrong. He just said.
You can go with that. Yeah.
Oh, man, I think about everything too much. My mind just races. Let's go. You want to take a call or two?
Yeah.
All right. We'll go to Pete. Pete's in San Ramon. What's going on, Pete? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gents.
Hey.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least the opening ceremonies weren't on the train. They're on the river, so that's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Good call.
I had a little problem with that earlier today. Yep.
So I got two real points. One is I know the context that Draymond mentioned the Indiana Pacers, but do you think the Pacers would be dumb enough to trade Miles Turner for Wiggins, Draymond, and 20 or 30 6?
I don't know if the Warriors would want to do that.
But I think that ship has sailed.
Listen, the now that I know Lakeham's listening, I totally get the I mean, he's answered everything fine in terms of, like, they know if they want to make a move that they think can help them right now, they'll do it, but they also have to balance what this thing's going to look like in 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And that's like, yeah. That's not a secret. Like, we all kind of know that.
But is there any fiber of your being that that looks at Podziemski more valuable than Kuminga? Because I love both players, but Stani, no way. I just believe JK, his upside, he could be a superstar. Pods is going to be a damn good player, maybe an all-star. But I'm saying the upside for Kuminga is superstar. So all these reports, erroneous, about, oh, they don't want to get off. Do you think there's anything there?
Well, what I think is there's two things that are important. One is, how do the Warriors feel about Podziemski and Kuminga? Okay, they like them both
lot. They love them.
They probably don't want to move either one. But the real issue is, what do other teams think of Podziemski, and what do other teams think of Kuminga? And that's where I do think there are a lot of other teams that probably covet Podziemski more than Kuminga, not because they think Pajemski's got a bigger upside, or not because they don't like Kuminga, but because the team that acquires Kuminga will have to pay him. And so the only team that's going to want Kuminga, the only kind of team, is a team that's probably prepared to offer him a big deal.
But that's...
And maybe they don't want to.
I want to pay for talent if I'm an owner.
But
I want to pay for the come if I think this dude can blossom. And he's already shown us, Donnie.
Right,
open court, he's just incredible.
But some GMs might not like him.
And
at $40 million.
And rather take Pods on the deal, deal.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just, Jonathan Kuminga to me has all the traits, Donnie, of if everything went well, this dude could get you 25 to 27 a night.
But this is where, to me, it's like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's on his rookie deal. We love him. He's unbelievable for a quarterback on his rookie deal. What if you could get him for $20 million? That would be great. He would be a great quarterback at 20. What about 30? Still pretty good. What about 40? Well, now it's getting up there.
Are we still going to win?
What about when Bill Barnwell says, I could see a payday for Brock Purdy at about $65 million a year? Well, at that point, you got to say, how much do we like Brock Purdy at $65 million a year? And maybe the answer is, we still like him at 65. Done deal. But Jonathan Kuminga, I mean, it's no secret. I love him at $8 million. How much are you going to love him at 40, if that's what he wants, or 45?
Well, we mentioned Barnes, Wagner, and who else in his draft class got broken off?
Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley.
Yeah, and they might be a little more seasoned right now, but they're in different spots to where they can be the one. And Kuminga doesn't need me to play a violin for him, but Stani, I'm telling you, if he was in a system that had no Steph and Dre and everything that they built, Jonathan Kuminga, number-wise, would be, but oh my God, it'd be night
okay,
and day.
But how good would that team be? If Kuminga...
But I'm talking about the DNA and the specimen that Jonathan Kuminga is, Stani. You don't get that all the time. And that's why I just find it hard that a team that was rebuilding or a team that, like, I don't believe Ballmer did not want Kuminga. There is no way you're going into that new – the F-U-T-U-R-E is what Kuminga could be, hopefully here or other places.
I completely believe that the Clippers did not want Kuminga.
Man.
Not because – they didn't like Jonathan Kuminga, but because they have clearly made a decision that they weren't going into that apron.
Yeah.
And they could have moved off Paul George, and then they would have had Kuminga. But guess what? They would have had to pay Kuminga and maybe would have been in the same spot as they would have been with Paul George. That part I do believe. I'm not saying Kuminga's better than Podziemski. I'm not. But here's the other thing I would just ask you, Goo. You'd be willing to pay Kuminga without knowing for sure that he will be a $40, $45 million player.
Yes.
Okay.
Because when you look at the state of this, my franchise as it stands today, currently, Steiny, what else do I have to look forward to that, like, that's the closest thing to being the next? And I'm not talking about Steph Curry. That's crazy. But Jonathan Kuminga, Steiny, I don't want to say he's earned it, but good God, he's homegrown. He's third or fourth, fifth fiddle sometimes. Imagine when he gets empowered, when he knows he is one or 1A. That's when we're going to see the best Jonathan Kuminga.
How do you know?
You don't know.
How do you know he doesn't get paid and then lay low? Risk.
Look what you got from Draymond. The first year out of the 4-400. You would think best behavior. What did you get?
Well, and I mean, look, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but that's where Draymond's four rings come into play.
All right.
And Jonathan Kuminga still is establishing himself as a player. I mean, here's the way I feel about Kuminga. As good as he is, and as much as he's improved, he's not going to be, I shouldn't say that. If I were looking at Jonathan Kuminga's career, I don't think he's going to be at his best for seven more years, like till he's 27 or 28. Then he's got a chance to be whatever he ends up being to reach his potential. Yeah, I don't know.
He's going to get paid. It's coming. Now, it's just about from where. I think it's going to be right here. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Well, he might not be going anywhere, but do you think the Warriors are going to pay him this offseason?
Not this offseason. I think they do the whole Brandon Ayuk thing. I really do, because it gives you more. What word am I looking for, Stoney? Not security, but if he pops and looks like he did last year and has a great, what if he goes above that? You're going to write that check smiling like, here, how much? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
as opposed to right now, there's some questions. But we got to admit, Jonathan Kuminga right now, Steiny,
what
is promising.
That's yeah, why he's promising.
I couldn't believe that, and I don't know how much merit you give the overrated thing. I don't know who voted on that.
It was just one guy's story.
All right.
I wouldn't pay.
Miss us with that.
No, I wouldn't say miss. It's just one guy's opinion, but. Look, it's okay to have a difference of opinion on Jonathan Kuminga and what he's going to be. And if the Warriors are going to pay him, they got to try to figure out what they think he's going to be in 3 or 4 years. Would I pay him 40? God, I'd love to kick the can down the road if I could. If I'm the Golden State Warriors, I would love to not have to pay him this year. He's still going to be restricted next year. And
got all the leverage in the world.
Let him grow one more year and then see what he's got. Lacob did talk about Kuminga and how the organization feels about him and some other guys.
I'm a big, big believer in Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, everyone knows I'm a big JK fan. So is our basketball operations group, Mike and Kirk and those guys. And by the way, so are our coaches. You know, I know people think sometimes that's not true, but that is true. And he's working really hard this summer. The reports are making great progress. He had a big step last year. We expect him to have another big step this year. I expect him to be a Warrior for a long time.
So there you go.
Can I change my answer about do you think he's going to get paid this offseason?
Yeah, you can
change
it.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I don't know.
But do you give any credence to if Curry and Dre, I know they're here, if he were in a system that didn't have those icons, we would see more growth from him.
I don't agree with that necessarily.
Because Kuminga kind of said it when he was talking to the press at the beginning of last year when he wasn't playing.
I think you got to be real careful with, well, what if Kuminga were on, I don't know.
But just like the first or second option, Stoney. Okay, not fighting for playing
time. If he's
time.
A first or second option right now, you stink. That's the way I think of Kuminga. Not that he's going to stink in 5 years, but right now, if he's your second option, and like, there's a difference here between second option and second leading scorer, because Kuminga's going to score even if he's not,
man,
even if he's not like number two in the pecking order. He is a scorer. He scores a lot of points outside the context of having to run a play for him, and he's very, very talented, but it's still very early as far as I'm concerned. I'm willing to go down this road with Fleet in Oakland because I think he wants to ask us some questions. Hey, Fleet, what's going on? 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. And here comes Iceland down the Seine. They got five members, five Olympic athletes from Iceland. I would have thought about three. What's going on, Fleet? How you doing, man?
How you guys doing? I just wanted to say one thing.
Yeah.
Two things. The second half of the season of last season, I think the Warriors was the second best team.
Mm.
We know that Klay Thompson was, now we know that he was leaving. We know that Klay Thompson, you know, is very emotional and somewhat sensitive when it comes to his game. And he's stubborn. You know, he won't talk to players. And he will get angry and shoot the ball. He already said it when Durant came. I'm going to keep on shooting. I'm not going to stop. So, guys, you know, especially Draymond and Steph, they know Klay temperament. And they knew last season was a bad season when it came to Klay. Even in the play-in, all them shots he missed. Now, you got to think. With Klay being gone, some of them young guys are going to get more shots. And maybe they would have made some of them shots in the play-in that Klay missed. And we probably would have won a game if we had some fresh young legs in there. That God game, they not in the NBA for nothing. So, Klay, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to miss Klay, but I believe it's more of a positive losing Klay because guys going to get that frustration, that cloud over the team, knowing that Klay was leaving. You know, some of the guys on the team knew that he was leaving. So, that changes the whole vibration of the team throughout the season when they knew Klay was leaving. Steph probably... The tears that Steph had was probably just overwhelmed knowing Klay leaving, Draymond Green, and what he was going through. So now we get we can see the season, last season more clearly, why we probably was in the play-in and why we was we was better in the second half. So I believe this season the Warriors are going to be better. Y'all going to be surprised how good the Warriors be this season because Kuzinski's not a bad player. Kuminga's not a bad player. Moody's not a bad player. And the guy, what's his name? TJ, I forgot his name. I always forget his
Trace
name.
Trace Jackson Davis.
Power four. Trace Jackson Davis is, he good. So it's like we forgetting about all the talent that we have with Klay and Draymond. With Steph and Draymond. So it's more of a positive with me. I believe we're going to be a better team. I believe we're going to be a better team. And Klay, you know what I'm saying, we're going to miss him. But Klay needed to go, man. Klay, I don't want to call him a burden. But Klay, I'm a Warriors fan. You guys have been watching the Warriors for a long time. We know what Klay is. Klay is very emotional. He's sensitive.
Yep.
And Klay probably did pull something over that locker room where he wasn't talking to nobody. If he missed five shots, he coming into the locker room mad. And by him being a veteran, ain't nobody going to say, Klay, get up out of here. Or you tripping, Klay. They let Klay do his thing and let the season play out because they knew he was leaving. Now they got that off their chest. Let's go.
Fleet, let me leave you with this.
Go ahead,
you said Fleet. A lot of good things, sorry. But Fleet, I got to say this to you. I was with you. I'm with that model. Fitz called the show, and I feel like if you run it back per se, the Warriors got action, but there is nothing Klay did that supersedes what Draymond did to this team as a whole. To me, that is the single ultimate reason why they didn't make the playoffs was his absence. But when you are close and you go to bed thinking you're going to wake up the next morning and Paul George is going to be a Warrior, you look at the Warriors with that addition, which I liked. Then you hear marketing might be a Warrior and you look at the Warriors with that addition. So when you find out that those two things didn't happen, one may, now you got a default to running it back. I appreciate your call because I do find a lot of validity in what you're saying, but Fleet, you can't tell me you weren't hurt when that Paul George didn't come, and now it looks like marketing may not be a Warrior. Had they got one of those two guys, I would be more excited. That's all.
Paul George is not a winner, though.
He would. We make him into a winner like Wiggins was not a winner. And what happened when Wiggins came here, Fleet?
Come on, Goo. You know Paul George is not a championship. You gotta have certain. You gotta have that in your DNA. You gotta be a dog. Paul George is not that.
I hear you. Oh, yeah. Wiggins wasn't a dog, but he was dog enough to help out in 2022, Steiny.
Fleet under the comments said, "What about the Warrior positives?" And I listen,
all the young guys.
If somebody said, "Steiny, you got to bet right now the Warriors going to win more or less games than last year," I would probably say, I do not want to make that bet right now.
Why?
Because I don't know. Because even though, like, I am a big chemistry guy, I'm a big how the pieces fit guy. And so I absolutely think that replacing Clay and Chris Paul with Kyle Anderson, with Melton, and with Buddy Hield, I believe it's very possible that that could help make the Warriors a better team.
Mm.
Will they miss Clay shooting on certain nights? Of course they will.
Right.
But it's not like he was knocking stuff down all year long.
What about Chris Paul?
I don't know.
Who I hated to come, but then I warmed up to him.
Well, what could Brandon Pajemski be a better backup to Steph Curry than Chris Paul was last year?
I think that could happen.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's what I'm at least allowing for this year.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Chris Paul.
Hey, wow, Chris.
I hadn't heard that one.
I hadn't either.
That scared me.
Chris Paul the second. Yeah.
Now, why do you get
was that Kay or Spadoni?
This is Spadoni.
Okay. John Sally. So, I think and here's the other thing. I don't want to compare one guy to the other and say this guy was more of a problem than that guy and it was all Draymond's fault. But clearly something was going on with Clay that had an effect on the team. Draymond may have been, a Category 5 hurricane.
All right.
Okay, at times during the season. But it does feel like Clay may have been a little bit of a dark cloud throughout the course of the season. How do you measure one against the other? I don't know. But I do think that the change of scenery for Clay helps him. And the fact that, you know, Clay not being happy with being here or wanting to get out, the fact that he's not here could be a bet, help the Warriors, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So I think that's within the realm of possibility.
Addition by subtraction.
No.
Because they stood up to Clay and benched him.
It's not addition by subtraction.
I just feel like there's a lot of softness floated out there when we say, okay, let's say everybody knew Clay wasn't feeling the best about his game. He was a dark cloud. But there was that game against Sacramento, still on my DVR, the play-in. Steiny, Warrior players, it was hard to just create a shot. And that's what hit me like, oh, my gosh.
So what does that have to do with Clay?
There's basketball reasons more than Clay's attitude on why they didn't reach their goal.
No doubt.
We can't ignore that.
But if not everybody is playing at a high level and some guys are just not completely and utterly invested, you get three guys in here who are invested, you could be better. Now, it all remains to be seen, but we'll see. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. I see Ron. I see Antonio. Mark is in Vegas. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. But we're talking about the Golden State Warriors, and one of the reasons we're talking about the Warriors is because there's a lot going on with this team, and it's a team that we have come to love over the last 15 years and the players who play for them. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.